Golden State with the ball down by 11. Here's Steph Curry against Grant Williams. Dribbling between his legs. Now coming strong down the left side. Floats it up, and Rob Williams just swats it away. Steph's arguing for goaltending, but nope, not there. Tatum pressured by Wiggins. Plenty of time on the shot clock. Horford back in the game, sets the screen. They jump at Tatum, double team. He gets it away to Horford. Horford attacks, live for Rob Williams. Two-hand slam.
That was nice. Power to tower, man.
112-98. A bevy of highlights tonight as the Celtics take a 2-1 lead of the NBA Finals. They beat Golden State 116-100. Rob Williams throws the headset on in the Celtics locker room. And I got to start here, man. Tell me what it is like to be in as intense an environment as I imagine you have ever been in basketball-wise in your life.
Yeah, man, it was obviously crazy. You know, not being able to hear our coach at all in timeouts, you know, thankful for their energy, obviously.
Well, I mean, you look at what these guys did. It was unreal to see you guys defending. You know, you never lost confidence. Think about it this way. You guys lost the lead, had a huge lead. You can't ease up on Golden State. And then all of a sudden, they get the lead, and you grind it to get back going in the game.
Yeah, for sure. Going into this series, you know, the coaching staff stressed. You know, this team is a team of runs, obviously. You got to be able to withstand the hit, you know, and make it our game, you know, a physical game, you know, big body game, I guess you can say, you know, and fight to the end.
Tell me one thing, and you know, it's obvious I didn't play. I played against his dad, but to give Steph Curry just an inch, man, that's crazy. I mean, you can't give him an inch or he's going to knock down a jump shot.
Man, Coach Udoka, you looked at me one time and said, step up, man. I looked at him and said, man, I'm up, man.
Rob, you know, we've watched every minute you've ever played. You and Max had an interesting conversation that we all had a few weeks ago about no one knows about an injury except the guy who's dealing with the injury and trying to get back from it. You look to us tonight as comfortable and as strong on your legs as you have been in a while. Did it feel that way to you?
Yeah, honestly, that last lob ball caught, I surprised myself. You know, that's probably the highest I've jumped in a minute. But, you know, when we get out there, obviously the adrenaline, you know, the excitement take over. So it's helping me a lot.
Do you feel like having been through this experience tonight, what a finals game is like at home, the crowd going through all the security stuff, everything here, that it will make Friday a little bit easier having been through what today's experience was?
Nah, it never gets easier. You know what I'm saying? If anything, it's going to be way more tough, you know. You know, we got a habit of winning games and relaxing. Obviously, sometimes we got to get punched in the mouth to respond, but we're trying to change that Friday.
Big fella, that's the best answer you've ever given. There's no room. You know that the grind is still there and it's still real because Golden State, all they're trying to do is just steal one game on your home base.
Yes, sir.
All right, Rob, get some sleep. It's late, man.
Appreciate it.
All right, we'll talk to you. Rob Williams joining us from the Celtics locker room. I want to clarify that because what I was actually talking about, I wasn't talking about Golden State. I think we've been covering that for the last couple of hours, that it's going to be excruciating. It had to do with the experience of being through today when you've never been through it before. And the big storyline, one of them at the start, was finals experience. Well, guess what? Now everybody in the locker room has had three games of finals experience, a game at home, which is a completely different animal altogether. And what we've seen throughout the playoffs is the Celtics starting to learn all the lessons that they could not possibly have learned until they went through it. And here they are going into the 10th of June on Friday night with a 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals.
2-1, and the biggest game, one of the biggest games of your life, and it turns around that you could have a bigger one after that. So all you're trying to do is one game at a time. Obviously, the Celtics are able to survive, win here. And as you're saying right now, with Steph Curry over there, you never feel like you're out of this game because I was watching him. That four-point play that he had was turned into something else, got them back in the game.
And then as brilliant as Jaylen Brown was in this game, and he was the man of the match, there's no question, we're going to give our first energy player of the game, Cintron, the official energy drink of the Celtics. Buy Cintron's three delicious flavors, classic, sugar-free, and cranberry on Amazon today, or visit CintronWorld.com and save 10% with the code CELTICS10. If you talk about them getting the lead and then the plays that were made, what a surprise here in the NBA Finals. The guy in the middle of all the dirty plays, making
Adam
all
Jones.
The big shots.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Was Marcus Smart hitting the free throws, hitting the big three, winning that loose ball from Steph Curry in the scramble. It was like We've been waiting for 2.5 games for Marcus Smart to really put his imprint on the finals, and he finally did when it mattered the most.
Well, and, you know, I watched him coming off the floor, and he was hobbling a little bit. But I think that what you understand, man, is this dude is going to do whatever it takes trying to win a basketball game. And that's where you go. You're playing for the NBA championship. So you don't leave anything out there. You leave it all out there on the floor. Excuse me.
Is there any difference here? I started this at the start of the night. There are three days between every game in the series except this one. And momentum, as we found, with 72 hours in between, does not exist. It's non-existent, as we've seen in the series, as we've seen throughout the playoffs. Is there any difference in the fact that the only short turnaround, quote-unquote, is Friday night and game four?
Well, you know, that is, you just think about playing the game, and your momentum is still up. You're still grinding. If you're the Celtics, the thing that you mentioned before, there's no way you could have lost this basketball game and felt like you were going to survive the way Golden State came back in and got to almost was trying to steal this game, but you were able to forcefully do what you need to do to win the game.
Better for the Celtics to have pulled away and won this game by 40 the way they were playing, or to have blown the lead and survived the way they did?
You are so right.
It's a leading question.
And you know, because if you win by 40, okay, you won by 40. But having to go through those trials and those tribulations that you went through by losing the lead and then trying to manufacture stuff, that is a bigger learning block for you as a player, an organization, a coach, everything.
The Celtics win game three. Game four, Friday night, 8:30 start on the network, and then at 9 o'clock, away we go again with a place that will be probably even louder by the time we get to Friday night. A scare thrown into the Celtics by Steph Curry, knocking down crazy threes. Another big third quarter for Golden State. They come from 18 down to briefly take the lead, but Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown bring the Celtics down the stretch. And the Boston Celtics, three games under 500 in midseason, 11th in the Eastern Conference, are two games from a world championship.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.